With just days left in the Connecticut legislative session, Democrats unveiled a new public option healthcare proposal, but it's not going over well with the Republican minority. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Democratic lawmakers, with backing from Governor Ned Lamont and other officials, proposed a new health care reform program Thursday. They're calling it Connecticut Option.
We're going to lower the price, the cost of health care by 20% for individuals and for small businesses. We're going to do this by transforming the way we pay for health care.
That was Senator Matt Lesser. He says a state-run public option program will compete with private insurers and do a couple of things. It'll offer more financial assistance to low-income residents and create more affordable plans by driving market competition. And with federal approval, the state will import prescription drugs from Canada at reduced prices. Lesser says it'll take about $1 million to start up the program for a launch in 2022. They plan to use money that the state will get from charging a tax on prescription opioids and restoring the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. Now, supporters of Connecticut Option say they've spent a lot of time talking about it with the pharmaceutical and insurance industries, but one group says they've been left out of the loop. Legislative Republicans. Senator Len Fasano reacted to the proposal at the Capitol building.
Not once had the Republicans even known this has been going on or a bill this magnitude was being discussed.
Fasano blasted Lamont and Democratic lawmakers for this last-minute proposal, calling it absurd and
the epitome of the arrogancy of the Democratic Party in this building.
Legislators have less than 2 weeks to consider this bill proposal and others before the regular session ends. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.